奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I study the Bible with you all.
今天晚上要用一块坟地的启示做题目，跟大家来查考圣经里面的一些信息。
Tonight, I would like to use the topic, the revelation of a burial place, as a message that we will study together from the Bible.
我们人一生有很多的追求。
We have a lot of pursuits in our life.
不管我们花多少力气，我们拥有多少世上的财物。
And no matter how hard we try and how much properties we have in this world.
最后，我们每一个人所剩下的就是那一块埋葬我们的地方。
What we end up owning at the end of our life is the place that we're buried.
所以有时候想想。人生有很多追求，其实是没有必要的。
And so sometimes, when you think about it, there are a lot of pursuits in life that is unnecessary.
真的很重要的就是，我们当我们生命结束的时候，我们有一个地方可以有归宿，然后我们灵魂有一个家可以回。
What is most important is when our lives end in this world, our souls have a place that we could go back to, to call our home.
圣经里面记载一块坟地，可能是在所有圣经当中啊，那块地是所有圣经里面有关于埋葬死人的地方最出名的，也是最重要的。
There is this place, a burial place in the Bible, that is very famous for burying the dead.
我们不知道亚当夏娃他们被埋在哪里。
We do not know where Adam and Eve was buried.
也不知道挪亚他葬在何处。
And we also don't know where Noah was buried.
但是圣经里面记载一个人他的死亡却非常慎重的被选择了一块地方，然后被很慎重的埋葬了。
But the Bible records this one particular person who was very solemnly buried and solemnly had a burial place.
他要死的时候。他连要葬在哪里他都不知道了。
Even before this person dies, the person did not know where he was going to be buried.
但是他当他需要被埋葬的时候，他却是在圣经里面记载最详细他整个埋葬过程，他所选定埋葬的地方的人。
But when the time came for the person to be buried, the Bible records in detail of where the person would be buried.
他一生的年岁被记录下来几年。
And this person's life, an age that the person lived in this world was recorded.
他也是圣经里面唯一一位妇人，他被记载他活几年，被葬在哪里。
And also, this person was the first woman in the Bible that was recorded of how long she lived.
我们现在请看创世纪二十三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 23.
今天晚上来谈一谈亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉她的死亡所留给我们的信息。
So tonight we would like to talk about Abraham's wife Sarah, of her.Death and the message that it brings us.
23章第一节到第二节，请读。
Let's read chapter 23 from verses 1 and 2. Sarah lived 127 years. There were the years of the life of Sarah. So Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her.
这里特别说撒拉一生一共127年。
Here it records that Sarah's life was 127 years.
特别说这是她一生的岁数。
And it specifically said that these were the years of the life of Sarah.
这个描述我们现在来看觉得很简单，就是这样子啊，很平常啊。
This simple description we read it today and then we feel like it's quite normal.
但其实如果仔细分析，她是圣经里面唯一一位妇女，她被记载这么详细，她一生活几年。
But if we were to analyze this very carefully, she was the only woman in the Bible that was recorded as to how many years she lived.
在创世纪里面记载的家谱，写谁活几年就死了，没有一个是妇人。
In the genealogy that was recorded in the book of Genesis, where it said how this person lived how many years and died, none of those were women.
就像利百加她的死亡，我们也看不到在创世纪里。
Just like the death of Rebecca, we also did not see how many years it was that she lived.
拉结一生活几年, 利亚活几岁?
We also do not know how many years Leah lived and how many years Rachel
那更,
lived.
那就更不用讲, 后来约瑟他的妻子了。
And we don't even need to mention about the wife that Joseph had.
好, 但是唯一撒拉她的一生的岁数被记载下来。
But only Sarah's life and how many years she lived was recorded.
那表示她的她这个死亡很特别。
And so it represents and tells us that her death was very special.
她一生的岁数也很重要。
And the number of her years was very important.
我们在读经的时候，我们就把它读过去了，就觉得没有什么重要。
And so when we are reading the Bible, we just read it through. We don't think it's very important.
但是现在特别提到说亚伯拉罕为她哀哭。
But here it also specifically says that Abraham mourned for her.
她撒拉死在希伯伦这个地方。
And Sarah died in this place called Hebron.
希伯伦就是曼利的橡树那里。
And Hebron is the place of the terebinth tree in Mamre.
那这个曼利橡树在那个地方，亚伯拉罕跟撒拉曾经接待过神跟他的使者。
At that place between the terebinth tree of Mamre, Abraham once hosted the angels of God.
所以曼利的橡树希伯伦这个地方对亚伯拉罕一生当中很重要的是一个很重要的地点。
And so this place, Hebron, and the terebinth tree, remember, this place was a very important place in the life of Abraham.
当撒拉死的时候，亚伯拉罕也不知道要把她葬在哪里的。
When Sarah died, Abraham did not know where to bury her.
那为了要埋葬他的死人，亚伯拉罕特地去买了一块田地跟一个洞。
And in order to bury his dead, Abraham specifically went to buy a field and also a cave.
23章基本上就在讲一个死人跟他怎么被埋葬的过程。
So chapter 23 basically records a dead person and how this person was buried.
这一块地可以说圣经里面最特别的坟地。
And so this burial land is a very special land in the Bible.
这一块地后来埋葬了以色列选民他们三位祖先的六个人。
In this plot of burial land, it actually buried six of the ancestors of the Israelites.
亚伯拉罕死的时候就特别强调他被埋在哪里。
When Abraham died, it also stressed where he was buried.
以撒死的时候也特别说他葬在那个地方。
And also when Isaac was dead, it specifically said where he was buried in that place.
雅各在埃及要死的时候，特别跟他的儿子吩咐，你一定要把我葬回去。 我祖先、我的父亲、我的祖父所埋葬那个地点。
And Jacob, when he was dying in Egypt, he specifically told his children that they need to bury him where his ancestors was buried.
雅各死了以后，真的被很慎重的用埃及的国葬的礼仪把他葬回到迦南地那一个田地里面去了。
And so indeed, when Jacob died, he was very solemnly buried with the ceremony of Egypt.
我们现在请看创世纪49章, 现在看这一个地方。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 49.
创世纪49章。
Genesis chapter 49.
49章, 我们现在请看第29节。
Genesis chapter 49, verse 29.
这是雅各特别吩咐他的子孙。
This verse records the specific instructions that Jacob gave regarding his burial.
请读29节。
Let's read verse 29. Then he charged them and said to them, I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite.
30.
Verse 30. In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite as a possession for a burial place.
31节.
Verse 31. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there I buried Leah.
32节.
Verse 32. The field and the cave that is there were purchased from the sons of Heath.
33节.
33. And when Jacob had finished commanding his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people.
我们现在请 继续看五十章的第十一节。
Let's continue reading chapter 50, verse 11. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning at the threshing floor of Atad, they said, This is a deep mourning of the Egyptians. Therefore, its name was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond the Jordan.
13.
Verse 12. So his sons did for him just as he had commanded them.
13.
Verse 13. For his sons carried him to the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephraim the Hittite as property for a burial place.
这几节圣经就在讲这个地方这块坟地后来就成了亚伯拉罕、撒拉、以撒、利百加、雅各和利亚的坟地。
So the Bible in this passage that we just read, it talked about how this plot of land became the burial place for Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Rebecca, and Leah.
那有这块地是因为撒拉先死才有的。
And because Sarah died first, and that's how they had that plot of land.
所以我们就看到说，撒拉她的一生非常有价值。
And so we could see that the whole life of Sarah was very valuable.
这是为什么新约圣经里面特别提到撒拉她所留给所有妇人的榜样。
And that is also why in the New Testament it specifically mentioned the example set by Sarah for all women.
所以撒拉她这一生有非常多的特点值得我们去思考。
There were many important points in the life of Sarah that's worthy of our consideration.
我们知道撒拉她的背景，她跟亚伯拉罕本来就是同父异母的兄妹。
We know the background of Sarah. She was the same father but different mother with Abraham.
所以她的背景在创世纪二十章我们就看到。
And so we could tell of her background from chapter 20 of Genesis.
那她的一生。基本上他跟亚伯拉罕被神呼召跟着亚伯拉罕出了哈兰进入迦南地。
Her whole life, basically, when Abraham was called by the Lord, she followed him, and Abraham was called out of Haran into the land of Canaan.
撒拉的一生如果我们仔细回顾，我们发现他有很多特质，事实上是圣经没有仔细记录，但是我们可以想象他当时是怎么过日子的。
And there were a lot of details in the Bible regarding Sarah's life that we do not see a very vivid description of it, but we could imagine how her life was like.
撒拉她是一个顺服丈夫的代表人物。
Sarah was a representative of someone who is very obedient to the husband.
所以撒拉一生有个很重要的特质，就是她敬畏神，她顺服。
And so there was a very important characteristic that Sarah had, which was that she feared God and obeyed her husband.
我们先来看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章，这是彼得他在提醒做妻子的。
1 Peter chapter 3 was a place where Peter reminded women who were wives.
他特别强调要顺服这个特质。
And so here is specifically mentioned about the characteristic of being submissive.
那要追求内在的品德。
And that the woman need to pursue after the inner beauty.
不要注重外面的这些美貌。
And to not pay too much attention to the beauty that is on the outside.
就是说外面的这个外在的装饰不是重要的了。
Which is to say that the adornment on the outside is not what is important.
但是最重要就是第四节说的。
But what is very important is what's mentioned in verse 4.
看从第四节读到第六节。
Let's read from verses 4 to 6. Verse 4, Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Verse 5, For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. 6, As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and are not afraid with any terror.
你看这里特别提到做妻子的他说这个温柔长久温柔安静的心是很重要的。
So here we see that it's specifically mentioned that as wives, we need to have a gentle and quiet spirit. It's very important.
这特别强调在神面前是极宝贵的。
And this also specifically says that it's very precious in the sight of God.
那这个追求圣洁又是顺服的代表就是撒拉。
And to pursue after holiness and also being submissive, the representative person of this was Sarah.
所以在神面前的价值啊。那个他的一生活得最完整的应该就是撒拉这个人物了。
And so, to be valued, as a whole life, the representative person, should be Sarah.
他一生127岁。
She lived 127 years old.
对我们今天来说，哇，他应该算很长寿。
In today's terms, she is considered, someone who had a long life.
但是撒拉他这个。创世纪里面记载他的一生呢，我们如果仔细想想，在创世纪第十二章的时候
，But in the book of Genesis where it records her whole life, if we specially pay attention to chapter 12,
十二章是记载亚伯兰他为了躲避饥荒下到埃及去。
In chapter 12, it records the event where Abraham, in order to flee from the famine, he went to Egypt.
你看亚伯兰为了要保他的性命，他特别吩咐他的妻子说：“你要跟人说你是我的妹子，不是不要说你是我的妻子。”
And in order to preserve his own life, Abraham told Sarah to tell other people that she is his sister and not his wife.
那这件事情，撒拉都照着做了。
And even in this incident, Sarah obeyed.
她都没有任何的意见说怎么可以这样说。
And she did not have any opinions as to why you must say this.
即使她自己。被放在一个很危险的境界里面，他都没有讲什么话。
And even though she was put in a very dangerous place, she did not say anything.
那同样的事情又发生在创世纪二十章。
And the same thing happened in chapter 20 of Genesis.
这是其实也是亚伯拉罕另一次他信心失落的时候。
And this was also another time when Abraham lost his faith.
那所以第二十章我们读过的那个。现在他们到了基拉尔这个地方。
Chapter 20 is what we read before. They had arrived at this place called Gerar.
那亚伯兰一样称他的妻子撒拉为妹子。
And Abraham still called Sarah his sister.
那因为是撒拉已经被亚比米勒把她娶去了。
And at this time, Sarah was already taken by King Abimelech.
那因为他们称他们的身份、他们的关系是兄妹啊。
And it was because they claimed that their relationship was siblings.
所以亚比米勒是准备把她娶去当妻子的呢。
And so Abimelech was ready to marry her as his wife.
在这个时间点上，我们不知道看起来应该撒拉应该年纪也不小了。
At this point in time, we could tell that Sarah was not very young.
但是她还是很容貌俊美哦。
But she was still very beautiful.
所以即使连亚比米勒她都会很喜爱。
And so even King Abimelech really liked her.
他就把她娶走了。
And so he took her away.
这个时候神也再一次介入了。
And once more God interfered.
所以又他又被解救出来。
And so she was saved once more.
你看，如果是我们今天任何一个姐妹，这种事情发生第二次，我看那个做丈夫的一定很难过日子的。
And I believe any sisters today, if the same thing happened to you twice like this, I believe the husband will have a very hard time.
但是看起来撒拉她都没有说什么话。
But it seems like Sarah did not say anything.
说不定就是因为这样，所以亚伯拉罕他就一直用这个方法来想要保全他的生命。
So perhaps because of this, Abraham kept on using the same method in order to preserve his own life.
但是不管怎么说，那其实我们在看二十章的时候，我们发现其实他们在出他们故乡的时候，他们就已经这样子讲好的。
But if we read chapter 20 very carefully, we'll see that Abraham and Sarah had already reached this agreement when they left their home.
所以撒拉是一个非常重她承诺的人。
And so Sarah was someone who really kept her promise.
我们看第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
二十章十三节。
Chapter 20, verse 13. And it came to pass when God caused me to wander from my father's house that I said to her, "This is your kindness that you should do for me. In every place wherever we go, say of me, 'He is my brother.'"
所以你看这个当时候你看他们离开父家的时候就出哈兰 的那个时候
So we could see that when they left their father's house when they left Haran
这个已经几十年过去了
And this was already 10 some years later
那个撒拉一直都记住他当时候跟亚伯拉罕 所同意的事情
And Sarah always remembered the agreement that she had with Abraham
所以当亚伯拉罕要他说称自己是他的妹子的时候他一点都没有勉强马上就这样做
And that's why when Abraham told her to say that he is my brother she was not forced she did it
那每次他这样做的时候他只要称他自己亚伯拉罕是自己的兄弟、啊、哥哥他就被娶走
And every time when she did such a thing, she would be taken away.
但是每一次都是神来救她。
But every time God saved her.
因为她在神眼中非常重要。
Because she was very important in the eyes of God.
因为她是亚伯拉罕的妻子。
Because she was the wife of Abraham.
那虽然她没有当时候没有勇敢的承认她是亚伯拉罕的妻子。
And even though at that time she did not bravely admit that she was the wife of Abraham.
因为她当时候做的这个承诺是他们在离开父家的时候，那时候他们就讲的。
Because the promise that she made him was something that she did when they left their father's house.
那这件事情，你看她每次这种事发生以后，神都没有去责备亚伯兰。
And we also see that every time when something like this happened, God did not rebuke Abraham.
神也没有去责备撒拉。
And God did not rebuke Sarah.
好像事情就这样子过了。
And it looks like the thing just passed.
那就我们看到说什么叫做顺服。
And so we could see what it means to be submissive.
你看，撒拉她在这种情况下，她这么危险，但是她什么话都没有说。
We could see that under such a dangerous situation, but Sarah did not say anything.
她没有去抱怨她的丈夫。
She did not complain about her husband.
结果呢？你看她每一次都平安了。
And then we see that every time she was peaceful.
我们就看到说她这个人的这个特质很不容易。
And so we see that this characteristic that Sarah had was very precious.
那她的顺服，有时候我们又要看到她其实。是一个不会去争取什么财物的人、啊、就是不会想要去拥有很多很多财产的人。
And also from her submissiveness, we could also see that she was someone who did not pursue after a lot of material things.
我们这如果在看第十三章，当亚伯兰跟罗德要分开的时候
，If we go back to chapter 13, when Abraham was about to separate from Lot,
我们看到的是亚伯兰的信心。
What we saw was the faith that Abraham had.
我们看到的是罗德他的短视，就是他不知道选择什么重要的。
And what we also saw was the short-sightedness of Lot. But he did not know what was important.
但同时我们要看到撒拉他的特点。
But at the same time, we should be able to see the special characteristic that Sarah had.
那时候撒拉对亚伯拉罕他所做的决定，他所说的话，他一点都没有意见的。
At that time, Sarah did not have any opinions as to what Abraham said.
你看，对照我们今天这个现实生活里面所发生的，有时候兄弟为了分财产而争吵的事情是常常听到的。
And if we were to compare this in what we hear and see today, regarding events such as siblings fighting over properties.
那有时候不是兄弟在吵架。
And sometimes it's not fights between siblings.
有时候是这个兄弟之间的这个太太们介入的。
And sometimes it's because of the spouse of the siblings that interfered.
哦，所以这个时候其实对亚伯兰来说，他表面上是损失了。
And so at this point in time, on the surface, it seemed like Abraham lost.
但是撒拉都没有讲什么。
But Sarah didn't say anything.
她相信神的应许。
She believed in the promise of God.
她就顺服丈夫的决定。
So she became submissive to the decision of her husband.
所以她都站在她丈夫这边的。
And so she was on the same side as her husband.
好，结果你就看到神的祝福，看到神真的出声音跟他们应许的。
And then they saw the blessing and the promise of God.
所以她这个人的心胸真的是开阔的。
And so we could see that her heart was very open.
那当然，我们也看到撒拉她的一生也有曾经她做错事的时候。
We could also see that Sarah made mistakes in her life.
所以我们在看圣经的人物哦，真的每一个人都有缺点。
And so when we are looking at the characters in the Bible, we could see the mistakes that they made.
那 当然几个特殊的，我们有时候我们在看圣经是不会看到，像但以理就看不到了。
There were some special characters in the Bible. For example, Daniel. We didn't see that he did anything wrong.
那实际上是因为他我们所看到的他记载的重点不是在讲他的整个人的一生了。
But that's also because the main point of the recordings of Daniel was not focused on his life.
但是撒拉就是他的一生了。
But for Sarah, it was her life.
他一生里面。他这个失误的地方就是在创世纪第十六章。
And for Sarah, the mistake that she made was recorded in chapter 16.
第十六章，他那个时候曾经对神的应许，对亚伯拉罕的应许，曾经也失落信心。
In chapter 16, at that time, Sarah also lost her faith in terms of the promise that God gave her, and also from Abraham.
那个时候，他们住在迦南地已经十年了。
At that time, they had already been living in the land of Canaan for 10 years.
神对亚伯兰的应许，他也知道的。
She also knew about the promise that God gave to Abraham.
所以要从他生的后裔才称为他们的子孙。
It would be a child coming from her own body, that would be their descendant.
神认定的是从撒拉所生的。
What God sees is someone coming from Sarah's own body.
可是当时候在第十五章的地方，神对亚伯拉罕说是亚伯拉罕你所生的。
But in chapter 15, what God told Abraham was someone who comes from your own body.
你本身所生的才成为你的后裔的。
God tells him that someone who comes from your own body.
其实这个就指的是由撒拉生的。
And actually what this meant was like someone who came from Sarah.
因为这个本来夫妻就是一体的。
Because husband and wife were originally one body.
可是十年了，撒拉一直都没有生孩子。
But 10 years had passed and she did not have any children.
所以第十六章的第二节，撒拉对撒来对亚伯兰说，神使我不能够生育，求你和我的使女同房，或者我可以因她得孩子。
And that's why in verse 2 of chapter 16, Sarai said to Abraham, See now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go into my maid, perhaps I shall obtain children by her.
所以这个时候他认为他没有生育是神没有让他生育的。
So at this time, she believed that she was unable to have children because God has restrained her.
好了，他的话亚伯兰就听了。
And so Abraham listened to her words.
好，那现在这个夏甲真的就成为亚伯兰的妾了。
And so Hagar became Abraham's concubine.
好，那夏甲就怀孕了。
And so Hagar conceived.
那现在夏甲怀孕之后，这个女仆现在当祖母的天地就大震动了。
And now Hagar, the servant, she became the master, and the whole heaven and earth were shaking.
这个就是箴言里面所讲的。
And that is what Proverbs was talking about.
让天地震动的有几件事，其中一个就是使你当后来变成当大了。
There were several things that will shake heaven and earth, and one of them was the servant becoming the master.
好，那这个时候撒来就对亚伯兰说，第五节哈，我因为你受委屈，我要将我的使你我将我的使你放在你的怀中。他见自己有了使你，就小看我啊！愿神在你我中间判断。
And so what happened was recorded in verse 5, Then Sarai said to Abraham, My wrong be upon you, I gave my maid into your embrace, and when she saw that she had conceived, I became despised in her eyes, the Lord judge between you and me.
好，那现在你看他这种事情对他来说，他是本来就是，夏甲本来是他的使女啊。
And so something like this, Hagar was originally her maid.
可是他自己允许现在夏甲另外一个身份变成亚伯兰的妾。
But it was through her own permission that Hagar became Abraham's concubine.
所以她现在即使遇到委屈的时候，她要怎么处理夏甲，她都要先问亚伯兰。
And so even when she was being mistreated, how she would go about this, she first went to Abraham.
所以她现在要亚伯兰说，你看看你要怎么办。
And so now she went to Abraham and said, "Do something."
亚伯兰就跟撒来说了，那使女在你手下，你要怎么对她就怎么对她。
And then Abraham said to Sarai, "Indeed, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as you please."
所以撒来就苦待她了。
And then so Sarah dealt harshly with her.
那这个表示当时候撒来她的心非常的不平衡。
And so we could see that at this point in time, Sarai was very uneven in her emotions.
我们知道后来夏甲受不了就走了，跑掉了。
And we know what happened later on was that Hagar could not take it and she fled.
但是神的使者要夏甲回来。
But the angel of the Lord wanted Hagar to go back.
要她回来 在撒拉的手下。
And the angel of the Lord wanted Hagar to go back and be submissive under the hand of Sarai.
哦，所以这个时候夏甲就真的听命的回来了。
And at that time, Hagar listened and went back.
回来之后，我们就没有看到撒拉跟后来跟夏甲又怎么相处。
And after she went back, we do not see any recordings of how Sarah dealt with Hagar.
但是看起来撒拉她真的后来夏甲回来的时候，她也接纳她了。
But then we could see that when Hagar went back, Sarah accepted her.
那夏甲就把孩子生下来了。
And then Hagar bore the child.
一直到亚她自己本身生了以撒以后。
Until she herself gave birth to Isaac.
这是第二十一章的地方。
And that was recorded in chapter 21.
那这个时候，那个以斯玛利他怎么样跟以撒相处？这个时间点就出现了他们夏甲跟以斯玛利分开这个事实。
And
被赶出去了。
It was at this point in time where the recording was about how Isaac had a relationship with Ishmael and how they were driven out.
那所以我们如果仔细分析撒拉那这个一生啊。
And so if we were to carefully analyze the whole life of Sarah,
她真的是顺服。
She was indeed submissive.
她真的也是敬畏神的。
And she truly feared God.
那她虽然曾经失落信心。
Even though she once lost her faith.
可是当神在跟她到她家去访问的时候。
But when God visited her at her house.
神亲自的跟她应许说她要生个儿子。
God promised her himself that she would bear a son.
她自己心里偷笑，可是她不敢承认。
And even though she laughed in her heart, but she was afraid to admit it.
因为她觉得她怎么可能那个岁数还可以生孩子呢。
Because she couldn't believe that how it is possible that she still bear children at her age.
圣经在希伯来书第十一章这样写。
But the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
第十一节。
Hebrews 11:11.
十一章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 11. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed.And she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
12.
Verse 12. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
我们看到这里特别强调撒拉她的信心。
We see that here specifically mentioned the faith that Sarah had.
她这个一生其实是用信心在度过的。
Her whole life was supported by her faith.
她你看她以为那应许她的是可信的，就是她相信神是信实的。
She judged him faithful who had promised.
所以你看她那么大的年纪啊，90岁要生孩子。
And so we could see that she was so old, she was 90, and she needs to bear children.
你看那个时候那个年纪的妇女要生孩子是有多么大的恐惧呢？
And so for a woman that age to bear children, how much fear would they have?
可是她就相信神的应许会成就。
But she believed in the promise of God and its fulfillment.
从她要生出后裔像天上的星海边的沙那么多。
From her, they would have descendants as numerable as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore.
当她活着的时候，她看到她的儿子生下来吗？
When she was alive, she saw the birth of her son.
可是她死的时候，她应该还没有看到她的很多后代。
But when she died, she did not see the many descendants that she was to have.
她特别是强调她死的时候。
And it emphasized the fact that when she died,
圣经说她是存着信心死的。
The Bible tells us that she died in faith.
她没有得到所应许的。
They did not receive the promise.
神跟亚伯拉罕应许的那个土地，她没有看到。
The land that God promised Abraham, they did not see it.
所应许的子孙，像天上的星、海边的沙，她也不知道。
And the descendants,
没有看到了。
The descendants that were promised as innumerable as the sand by the seashore and the stars in the sky, they also did not see.
但是他从远处望见了神所应许的那个天上的家乡。
But then having seen them afar off, they were assured of them.
然后 他说承认自己是客旅是寄居的。
And because of this, they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
所以他存着信心死了，他一生结束。
And so they died in faith and they ended their life.
我们知道，我们一个人的生命其实是神事先定好的。
We know that our whole life was set by God.
那死亡这个是罪的结果。
And the result of sin is death.
所以没有人能够脱离死亡。
And so no one can escape death.
但是我们可以用一个什么态度去面对死亡才是重点。
But in what kind of attitude should we face death? And that is what is important.
圣经就很简单的描述撒拉她一生的年岁就这么多。
And the Bible very simply described how many years Sarah lived.
她死在希伯伦，她住的地方。
And she died in the land of Hebron where she was living.
希伯伦的地点，这个意思就是沟通的意思，交通。
The meaning of the name Hebron is communication.
所以看起来他的死亡就是他一生的年数结束在他跟神有一个很密切的沟通那个阶段里。
And so we could see that at the end of her life, she ended her life having a very close communion with the Lord.
他死了以后，亚伯拉罕为他哀哭。
After she died, Abraham mourned for her.
那后来第三节，二十三章的第三节就说，亚伯兰就从那个死人面前就起来了。
And in verse 3 in chapter 23, it says that Abraham stood up from before his dead.
那表示说，哎，这个哀伤事实上是有时间性的，不会一直哀伤下去的。
And so it also tells us that the kind of sadness and mourning had a time period.
因为毕竟这是人生的结局。
Because this was indeed the end of all life.
所以亚伯拉罕他现在要起来处理更重要的事情。
And so now Abraham needed to conduct something even more important.
当时候亚伯拉罕住在赫人当中。
At that time, Abraham was living among the sons of Heath.
二十三章第四节，这是亚伯拉罕他对他自己的定位，他自己的身份。
In chapter 23, verse 4, this was the definition that Abraham had for himself.
他认为他是个外人，是个寄居的，是客旅。
He believed that he was a foreigner, a visitor among them.
他连一块土地都没有。
And he did not even have a plot of land.
所以他现在要说，他要求一块土地来埋葬他的死人。
And so now he was begging them for a plot of land to bury his dead.
可是当时候，你看那个赫人，他们跟亚伯兰说，你在我们中间像一个尊大的王子。
But then we also see that at this time that the sons of Heath said to Abraham that you are like a mighty prince among us.
那当时候那个其实是亚伯拉罕在当地是很被尊敬的。
So actually at that time Abraham was quite respected at that place.
那可是亚伯拉罕的那个的姿态却又非常的谦卑。
But the attitude that Abraham had was very humble.
所以第七节亚伯拉罕听到他们这样讲的时候，他起来向那个地人的赫人下拜。
And so in verse 7, when Abraham heard what they said, he stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, the sons of Heath.
他下拜其实是为了要求一块地而已。
And he bowed himself to the people for the sole purpose of having a piece of land.
所以他说，求你们把那个以弗伦的那个所辖的儿子以弗伦他的那一块地，就是有那麦比拉洞的那个地，能够卖给他。
And so he asked them for this piece of land from Ephraim, the son of Zohar, for him.
所以那块地呢，是里面有洞的。
And so that piece of land, there was a cave.
那个麦比拉洞，麦比拉是一个地点，麦比拉的意思就是两个洞。
The place had this.Cave of Machpela, and that is the name of the place, and the meaning of the name is having two caves.
就是双两个
哈。Double caves.
那所以你看，所以当时候亚伯兰买那个地的时候，已经看准了，那里面有两个洞啊，准备葬太太跟他自己。
And so even as early as the time when Abraham bought that piece of land, he already planned to have a place to bury himself and his wife.
所以当时候圣经特别描述那个以弗伦这个主人呢，就在那个地方。
And the Bible also described that the owner of that land, Ephraim, he dwelt among, he was living in that place.
这个以弗伦是准备把这块地送给亚伯拉罕的。
And this person, Ephraim, he was prepared to give this piece of land to Abraham for free.
所以对方是很慷慨的要送他。
And so, the other party was very generous, was about to give the land for free.
第十二节，亚伯拉罕又在那个地方，在那个地的人民面前就下拜了。
But then in verse 12, Abraham again bowed himself down before the people of the land.
他下拜也是为了要讲下面这句话。
And the purpose of this bowing was also for the speech that followed.
就是他讲话的时候，他的那个姿态都非常的谦卑。
So we could see that when he was speaking, his demeanor was very humble.
因为他是要求他们能够给他那块地的。
Because he was begging them to give him a piece of land.
现在他是要用买的，我把那个田价给你，你要收下来。我好在这个地方埋葬我的死人。
And Abraham told them that I will give you money for the field so that I will be able to bury my dead.
好，后来我们就看到十五节的地方，这个以弗伦就开一个价钱多少。
And then we see in verse 15, Ephraim he named a price.
亚伯拉罕就听了，知道他这个价钱，就把这个价值都给了他。
And when Abraham heard the price being named, he gave him that price.
那第十七节就是特别说，于是麦比拉曼利前以弗伦的那块田和其中的洞，并田间树视为的树木，都定准归给亚伯拉罕，乃是他在赫人面前，并城门出入的人面前买卖妥当的。
That's why in verses 17 and 18, it says that in the field of Ephraim, which was in Metaplah, which was before Merah, the field and the cave which was in it, and all the trees that were in the field, which were within all the surrounding borders, were deeded to Abraham as a possession in the presence of the sons of Heath, before all who went in at the gate of his city.
那我们在这里看到，当时候这块坟地的价值400色克勒，其实也是不小的数目了。
And so we also see that of the value of that piece of land at that time, 400 shekels of silver, that was not a small price.
当时候有一种说法是说，本来以弗伦是想要把它送给亚伯拉罕的。
So there was the saying that went around back then that Ephraim wanted to give Abraham the piece of land for free.
但是亚伯拉罕他一直坚持要用价钱去买。
But then Abraham insisted that he buys the land from them.
所以这个以弗伦就开了一个很高的价钱。
And so that's why Ephraim named a very high price.
哦，因为当时候四百色克勒，如果我们从旧约圣经其他地方去算呢，他们那时候的工价其实不多，所以四百色克勒是一个不小的数目。
And so actually 400 shekels of silver, if we were to use the information that we have in the Old Testament to tell that the wages at that time were not very great, and so 400 shekels of silver is a high price.
哦，特别如果对照，当然在耶利米书也有讲到那个田有多少价值，不过一般来说他们一天的工价有可能是一色克勒的银子而已，就是一般的工人一天的工价。
Of course, in the book of Jeremiah, it talks about the value of a piece of land. But from what we know, one shekel of silver is a day's wage for a laborer at the time.
所以那块地四百色克勒应该也算是价值不小。
And so that piece of land, valuing at 400 shekels of silver is quite high.
但是他开了价钱之后，亚伯兰就把这个价钱给他了。
But then after he named the price, Abraham gave him as much.
好，那这块地呢？在那周围的树木就被买下来了。
And so that piece of land and along the borders and all the trees that were in it was bought.
第十九节特别说亚伯拉罕就把妻子埋葬在那个地方了。
And then in verse 19 it says that Abraham buried Sarah his wife there.
那我们就看到这个时候的亚伯拉罕呢，他真的很坚持他当初在神面前他所追求的。他不是为了要去得到从别人得到好处的。
And so also from this event that we could see that Abraham persisting what he was pursuing in his life, which was not to gain profits from other people.
因为他所有的好处都是从神来的。
Because everything that he had that was good was from God.
那亚伯拉罕他的一生我们都知道，他你看他当初在把罗德救回来，这个索多玛王出来迎接他，当时亚伯拉罕他所说的那句话。
And we also could see the event when Abraham saved Lot and the king of Sodom came out to talk to Abraham and what he said to the king of Sodom.
就是他不想去拿他这个王的一根鞋带一条线 免得他说 我是让亚伯拉罕富足的。
He did not want to even get a piece of string of the sandals from the king of Sodom because he did not want the king of Sodom to say that he was the one that made Abraham rich.
亚伯拉罕他的这样一个原则一直持续到最后。
And such principle that Abraham held continued to the end.
这是为什么他最后他愿意花这个价值来买了下这块土地。
And that is why in the end he was willing to pay such a price to buy this piece of land.
那这块地跟这里面的洞就成了以后他们子孙一直很重视的地方了。
And so that piece of land and the caves that were in it became a very important piece of land by their descendants.
因为在这里就代表了他们当时候的信心。
Because that represented the faith that they had at the time.
他看到了人的一生真正的价值在哪里？
And they saw the value or the true value of a person's life.
那个价值就是神肯定他这个一生所走过的年岁。
The value lies in the confirmation of God affirming the person's life.
所以神被称为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And that is why God is called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神是活人的神。
God is the God of the living.
所以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们在神面前都是活着的。
And so Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are all alive in the eyes of God.
他们认为他们自己在地上是寄居的，是客旅。
They saw themselves as strangers and pilgrims in this world.
我们如果看到这样二十三章的这样一个描述。
And now we see this description in chapter 23.
我们看到，其实我们一生所要追求的是在神面前的价值。
And so we see that the thing that we need to pursue in our life is the value that we have in front of God.
这个价值是因着我们在这一生当中把神的要我们去活出来的特质把它活了。
And that value is a living out a life that God wants us to have on special characteristics that we need to have in our life.
像撒拉她一生是这样的顺服。
For example, Sarah was so submissive her whole life.
她是曾经软弱过，但是她又信心又恢复起来的。
She was once weak, but again, her faith was built up.
她因着信心他把所有一切都交托给神。
And because of her faith, she entrusted everything in God's hands.
他知道他的人生的归宿在哪里。
She knew where her final destination is in her life.
凭着信心，他死了。
And so she died in faith.
因着神的恩典，神把他选择一个很好的地方，让他埋葬了。
And by the grace of God, she was buried at a very nice place.
哦，你看。亚伯拉罕他之所以能够得到这个地方，真的是从神来的恩典。
Abraham was able to have this land. It was solely because of the grace of God.
这一块坟地是因着撒拉的死而有的。
And this burial place was owned because of the death of Sarah.
那所以那一生，其实他死的时候，他也不知道他要被葬哪里，他什么都没有。
And so when she died, she did not know where she was going to bury. She didn't have anything.
但其实她是变成最富有的。
But actually, she became the most rich.
她后来真的成为那个千千万万人的母了。
She indeed became the mother of many, many.
所以说当时候神给她改名字，给她的祝福都实现的。
And so when God changed her name, the promise and the blessing came true.
所以我们看到这块坟地啊。他所带给我们的就是我们今天人生要追求的目标一定要搞清楚。
And so, to look at this burial place, the revelation that it brings us is that we need to be very clear of the goals that we're pursuing in our life.
我们要相信神所给我们应许的。
We need to believe in the promise that God gives us.
我们要认清我们在世上的身份。
And we need to be very clear about our status in this world.
很多时候我们去争取。
Many times,
很多事情。
Many times we pursue after many things.
但是最后其实所需要的就是那一块地而已，要去埋葬的地方而已。
But in the end, what we really needed was a place for our burial.
那这块地如果是你看神就赐给我们的，所以当时神赐给了撒拉这块可以埋葬的地方。
And we see that at that time God just gave Sarah this place to for her burial.
所以她整个一生很圆满。
And so her whole life was very complete.
那所以这是为什么她的这个死亡呢，特别被记录下来了。
And that's also why her death was recorded specifically.
所以我们今天在主耶稣基督里面，我们有同样的盼望。
Today in Jesus Christ, we have the same hope.
我们得胜死亡，因为主耶稣基督的救恩。
We are victorious over death because of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
世人的结局就是死亡。
The destination or the end of the people in this world is death.
但是死对我们来说就不是结束。
But for us, death is not the end.
因为死后还有审判，我们知道审判之后我们必然是进天国。
Because there is a judgment after death, and we know after the judgment we will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
哦，这个就是我们的盼望。
And that is our hope.
那所以我们每一个人其实在主里面我们都是一个富足的人。
And that is why every one of us, in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are rich.
希望今天晚上的这所谈的这一块坟地能够给我们一些信仰上的提醒，让我们能够追求真的有价值的一生。
And so I hope that the topic, the revelation of a burial place, becomes reminders for us as to what we need to pursue in our life.
有时候想想撒拉她的一生。
We need to think about the whole life of Sarah.
再去想想亚伯拉罕的一生。
And also think about the whole life of Abraham.
去想曾经在这块坟地所埋葬的六个人。
And also think about the six people that were once buried at this place.
他们所走过的一生是不是最后都跟撒拉很像。
And the lives that they had passed, were they very similar to the life of Sarah?
他们也都是配得去埋葬在这个土这一块坟地里的人。
They were all worthy to be buried in that piece of land.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May the Lord guide us.
再写唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.
143首。
143.